Praise the Lord. Psalm number 7. Psalm 7 from verse 9 to verse 17. It is for everyone that the enemy is planning to set you up. Planning to set you up. Amen. It says what? Verse 9. Only verse 9. The first statement in verse 9. Everybody say, shall we go? Say it again, that statement. It says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. Establish the just. And what comes to my mind is Haman and Mordecai. That God of Haman that's judged the matter between Haman and Mordecai, that God is still alive. It's the same God we are serving. He says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tried the hearts and reins. He says, verse 10, he said, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If that wicked, if he turn not, if he doesn't repent, he will wet his sword. God will pull out his sword. God has bent his bow and made it ready to fight the wicked. God has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, hallelujah, the persecutor, behold, the persecutor traveled with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood, false allegation, falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is falling into the pit which he made. And the church will say, his mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own head, his own pet. It's a pet. Pet here is a head. And for us, he said, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. The church will say, the church will say, hallelujah. Anybody planning evil, that is why I have been preaching this past series to let you know the composition of the church. Inside the church, all manner of people gather there. Mixed multitude. You say in a church like this, why we preach righteousness, holiness, preach, somebody is not happy when another person is happy. Why? Why are you interested in, you know, the destruction of another human being? It's outside these things take place. The church here should be a place of bonding, expression of love. Why? Why do you do that? Why? Anybody looking for your downfall, heaven will judge them in the name of Jesus. I want you to take note, just note this. If you have this spirit, stop it. Those who jealous other people never progress. Better listen. It is a principle of life. I'm not telling you whether you should accept it or not. It is a fact. Amen. Anybody that rejoices in the downfall of another human being never ever rises above that person. Anybody that is in the ministry of pulling down, you will always remain down to be able to pull. That's why the Bible says, rejoice with them that rejoice. And anybody that's in the ministry of lifting up people, he will remain on top. Because you have to be on top to be able to lift up. I'm giving you a secret. Stop all this nonsense. Politics has entered church. When you see grace of God upon somebody, then you begin to be jealous. Then not just jealous, begin to plan. When you see somebody in body, they shine. Then you go to verse. Now so your own go, they go, darker. That person body go, they shine, they shine, they shine, they shine, they go. They shine, they go. Hallelujah. Because when God has determined to bless someone, you cannot pull down the person. Hallelujah. So let that thing stop. It hinders progress. It hinders progress. And this thing is more with women than men. The spirit of jealousy. Either jealous because of, see, they wear fine cloth. You know, wear fine cloth. Or one rich man, they come near the sister. You, nobody don't come, self. You will be vexed. Instead of you to say, ah, this sister, God will be my God. Anything you despise stays away from you. And anything you recognize and appreciate, there's something you are attracting that thing your own way also. Hallelujah. So, sister, if you are ugly and you identify a beautiful sister, try to befriend her. Before you know her, you will become beautiful too. Oh, that is the truth. Praise the Lord. That is the truth. I'll give you a secret now. That's why some people never prosper. You can't have that type of mind and go for deliverance. And the deliverance you have is no prayer. It's a change of heart. And there's no prayer that can make you change your heart. It's repentance. So somebody begin to think now. Maybe that's why that sickness in your body no grigo. Maybe that sickness in your body no grigo. Maybe that is why that cause refuse to break. Maybe that is why you never get a job. Maybe that is why. So it's a terrible spirit, the spirit of jealousy. Terrible one. It's working against you. It doesn't work against the person you are jealous of. It works against you. It disturbs your progress. But people don't know it. People are getting surprised. Why are this church, they have so many gifted people. I say, why will you not have gifted people? Why would, if I see any grace in your life, except I don't see them, I will promote it. I will encourage it. I will, all of them. And if after you are now known, you decide, say, you're not going to use that grace for this ministry, you they go now. I was not raising it for me. I was raising it for you. It's for your own good. If you like, you carry it, go and misbehave with it. I will never be guilty. I showed you the correct way to do it. I did everything. And I'm not raising you so that you will work for me, Daniel. Joseph Alu. Jayola. All of you. Prophets. I am raising you for you. Amen. Any day you don't come to church, service where they go. Before you come to church, before you come to this church, now you start this church. This church is not there before you come here. So if you come out, who tell you say this church go fold up? Because I am in the business of lifting people up, I will never become brought down. I'm not. It's not a prayer. It's what I know. It's what I know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want your life to be better than it is now, be blessing people around. Be blessing. When you see somebody needs help, hallelujah, help them. He says, he, hallelujah, that stoppeth his cry, his ear to the cry of the poor. He himself will cry, and nobody will hear you. What did the Bible say? Give, and what will happen to you? Eh? Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Praise God. It is a fact. These are the words of Jesus Christ himself. Himself. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. What type of measure? Good measure. Press down and shaking together and running over. Hallelujah. Who will give to you? Who will give to you? Men. Shall men give into your bosom? Then, see, for with the same measure you met with Ali shall be measured to you again. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. You see, it says, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Because what you give will return to you. That's all. It is what you give that will return to you. When Satan wants to put the spirit of limitation upon your life, he gives you the spirit of jealousy. With the spirit of jealousy, he doesn't need to rain any curse again on you. Because once you have that jealousy, they do it in offices. They do it in secular world. Jealousy, 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 jealousy. You are there doing witchcraft. Once your next door neighbor, they chop chicken, you get a vex. Who know where you go get that chicken in the chop? Now where you know where that thief, you go thief and say, who know? Because you, now rat in the chop every time. Jealousy. Praise God. You go dead there like this, your neighbor will come out into his own house where he built. You see dead at your one room. Spirit of jealousy. If you give, if what you specialize in doing is to lay false allegations against people, false gossip against people, if all you specialize in, that is what is your vocation, whatever you give, it will return to you in good measure. Press down, shake it together. If you believe in putting poison to kill people, now poison will kill you. He that kills by the sword will die by the sword. It is the Bible. Then when you suddenly discover that nothing is working around you, then you are jumping from prophet to prophet, paying money from here to here, begin to start fasting. There's nothing. The only thing is to ask God to forgive you and change. Stop that lifestyle. Stop that lifestyle. If you want your husband to come quickly, when a sister is getting engaged, be praying for that person, for the engagement to be concluded in marriage. And when that your friend wants to marry, anything you can do, do everything to encourage the person. Make sure you attend that marriage with a clean heart, a gift. If you do that, friend number one, friend number two, friend number three, the day you will go to the wedding of the friend number three, and there you go jam your husband. It's a principle from God. Nothing more. But this time, what can I look at this? When I see her, if you don't say she don't change, she don't get belly. They never marry, she don't get belly. Every time, and they see them together, if they go in the house, every time, you'll be bitter. Anytime you see her, your eye will turn red. Hey! You will remain stagnant for the rest of your life. I'm telling you. Go anywhere for deliverance. Pour all the oil on you. Do midnight prayer. Hey, you are praying and facing the wrong direction. And then, therefore, you are not hitting the target. You will never get solution. The solution is look inward again. Concerning marriage, how is my lifestyle? Concerning finance, how is my lifestyle? How do I respond with people around me who give testimony when they buy new car? How do I respond? If you want to buy your own car, own your own car. You want to own your own house. Any area there is delay in your life, watch how you relate in that area with other people. It's a spiritual principle, and there's nothing to change it. It's a principle that God himself is bound by. Praise God. Why I'm saying this, I don't use this opportunity to let you know that don't be afraid. The Lord told you to pray. Why did he say you should pray? It's because he wants your prayer to move him on your behalf. It will move you. And whoever is planning that, amen. He promised, even in that scripture, the promise that the church will include death. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. He said it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So many people came here for deliverance. I hope I have given you something to go and think. I hope I've given you something to go and think. What are you believing God for? Why is it delaying? Why is favor eluding me? Why is it I don't have favor anywhere I go? Think. People come to you. Do you give favor? Why is the hatred anywhere I go? When people come to you, do they live happier than they came? Or they live sadder than they came because of you? There are some of you that cannot live with a neighbor. The whole of your compound there, everywhere, and attack, and they attack you. Why would they attack you? How can you be good and they'll be attacking you? How can you be good and they're attacking you? So, if you are good, they're attacking you, just know, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. Continue in being good. It is a weapon against the wicked. One of these days, they will fall on their knees and be asking you for mercy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's one brother in this ministry that somebody dashed him a car. Dashed him a car. When he has nothing. Dash him a car. Then God bless him. God bless him, and he wanted to now buy a second. Bless him, and he got a second car. Then to do away with the car where they dash him, he go sell him to a brother. Sell car where they dash you to a brother. And when I heard it, I shook my head. I say, when will people learn life? When will people learn life? I just shook my head. And I'm not the type of pastor that will order you to obey principle. I only teach at the altar. If you like, apply it. If you like, don't apply it. If you do contrary, when I look at you, I go, don't do like this. Father, I taught them. And you won't say you learned that from me. Praise God. If I want to change my car, I dash it out. If I want to change any car, I dash it out. And almost every year, I dash car out. Praise the Lord. Even if I don't change car, if I don't need it, I dash it out. Why should I park a car? I'm not using it. And then somebody else is tracking up and down. I give you. That is why I will never be without a car. I will always have car. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You borrow a brother 20,000 naira. Meanwhile, you have on your own 20 million naira. Maybe even 2 million naira. Your own money. And somebody in their need of 20,000 naira. I will pay you next week. Next week come, he no pay you. Next month come, he no pay you. The next day, you are jacking him. You are jacking him, jacking him, jacking him. That's why I don't like healthy people. That's why you told me that. I need that 20,000. Now my sweat, now my sweat, now my sweat. And even if I be millionaire, now my sweat. You cannot come and rob me. Call police for you. Call everybody. How much? 20,000 naira. And you have 2 million naira of your own. And God of heaven is looking at you. And the truth is this. Sincerely, there are people that even that next week, you don't get to pay. But that's the only way he will get from you. So he'll tell you, please, I will pay you next week. I will pay you next month. Because of their need. And you get and finish. The next thing is, when you are finished with you, you will know. You will know. Say, I be Christian, no be fool. 20,000 naira. But let me tell you this. It's a principle God taught me. Hallelujah. Watch something. Anytime anybody is in need and he comes to you that you should borrow him that money, they are normally using small, small, small money. I'm not talking of big money. Small, small, small money. Money to do this, to do that. I have to travel to my village. My mama is sick. All those kind of things. To pay my child's school fees for one school here. And you give that money. Between that time and the time the man says he will pay you, if you are sensitive, you will notice that you have already received blessings. Sometimes double what that guy is owing you within that period. But people are not sensitive at all. And in as much as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. The next thing you will find out is, for nothing, your account will go down. Your account will go down. What did happen? Your account will go down. Your account will go down. Amen. And instead of you to hold, why is my account going down? To go and tell that guy, you even instead, that will make you to be more angry. I said, give him my 20,000 naira. And when that man eventually gives you that 20,000 naira, it will not benefit you. Your account will go down. It is not between you and God. He will be angry with you. I gave you 2 million naira. And when God wants to bless a member or bless a family, he doesn't bless everybody. He goes to a family, he wants to settle a family, he will pick one person. Check it. He will pick one member of that family and bless you. God is expecting that now, through you, other members of the family will be settled. That is the principle. But you see the wicked ones, they now say, as if it is by my power that I got this wealth. Every other person, come and beg. Come and lie down. Come and beg. Come and lie down before I give you. So it is in the family of God. Everybody in the church cannot be a millionaire. They will be rich and they will be poor. The rich is so that they can take care of the poor. Hallelujah. And the poor among us, they are not beggars. They are people in need. I'm not talking about people who have found solace going to churches. There are some people that come to church after service. Tell you one story here. Meet another brother. Tell him the same story. Tell her, tell her, tell her, tell her. There's a brother sitting down there that was telling me that a particular brother is always harassing him. And he said, no, the man in condition. He will come in to meet him. Brother, can I have some transport money? Then he go look, give him. Every time you will look, give up. What is the next thing? You see the brother now, you could do like this. This one now, no, sir, I don't get anything. Now they come again. Beg. See, if a brother comes to you and asks you, brother, I don't have transport money. You give him today. Next service, he come to you again. You are not helping him by giving him. Let him sit down and ask him, what is your problem? Why are you turned a beggar? And see how you can help him. Maybe, amen. You know, I like this statement Americans make. Say there is no free lunch anywhere. Years ago, Brother Bill Ali, one of my associates in my prison ministry in those days in America, he said a Nigerian here who long throat follow one minister to America, and then discovered that otherwise that the man was not a Christian. And the man even pulled gun on him, that through window, now he escaped. Then he remembered that there is a brother that used to visit Brother Moses in Lagos, and then went and visited him. I mean, called him. Immediately he mentioned my name. Of course, he told him he should come over. And he went there and told him the story. Well, why I remember the story now is that he told him, well, now you are stranded. This is the work I do. You want to raise money, then join me to do the work I am doing. And from there, you too can make some money. And that's how I expect you to do. You are not helping somebody every service you call. You give him 500 naira. You give him 1,000 naira. You are not helping him now. You should sit down and ask the person, what do you do? What do you want to do? You may discover what he wants to do, maybe very little. Because I discovered that somebody, all the sister needed was how much? 20,000 naira. 20,000 naira, and she'll be established by what she says she wants to do. Because she says she can, she has already started the business with joint venture with somebody or something like that. And all they needed was just 20,000 naira, and she'll be independent of even the partner. Of course, it's buy and sell. 20,000. Then I said, break it down. With this 20,000, how will you do? And by the time he broke that, I said, no, now you need more than 20,000 to be comfortable. And I gave her 100,000 naira. She will never beg again. That's better than, okay, take 500 naira. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And immediately I gave her 100,000 naira. The next day, somebody gave me 1.5 million naira. It is a fact. 1.5 million naira to buy tickets. Me too, I was in need to buy tickets to travel out for my family. I didn't have money. Came and gave me 1.5 million naira to buy tickets some time ago. I teach this principle because I have confirmed the work. See, this, anybody after my life, die, carry water, pour, up, decorate myself. That's one. You may be misfiring. You are firing, but to wrong direction. Therefore, you will never receive deliverance. As you live here today, begin to look at your life again. In the area of stagnation, in the area of, hallelujah, why are my business partners, why is everybody forsaking me? Nobody is trusting me again. Ha! You did business with somebody, did you cheat the person? If you have cheated anybody before, what you're supposed to give the person, you didn't give the person. But I pay my tithe. If you cheat anybody and you pay tithe from that money, you have worsened your case before the righteous judge. Don't go and cheat anybody and think you will cover your evil by paying tithe from that money. You have cheated. You just worsen your case. What could be happening to me now? And people are sincere. Like a sister who just came to me now. Things are not happening. I mean, things are not working well for her. Came to me in my office. And she began to trace back to something she committed. And she's sincere enough to say, I know this is the cause of my problem. That's all. Once you realize that, deliverance is 2 minutes prayer. And it's not even somebody doing deliverance for you. It's not for you to kneel down at the altar and say, Lord, I realize I am wrong. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Impossible. If your peace is not taken away from you, you start a fast until you have peace. Then you know God has forgiven you. Then watch what happens after that. You didn't go for deliverance anywhere. It's that you realize where you went wrong. That is how life is. Just, that is what we call repentance. See, I will stay here now. I lose you. Amen. You fall under anointing, break your head. But the problem still remains. Because now another thing you lose from it, the main one still there. So you are wondering what is happening. That one, the one where you don't commit anything, just they worry you. Now hearing the when you fall down the anointing, charm, the thing will go. Amen. Charm, the thing will go. But the one where the solution is only with you, no man of God can lose you from it. Only you can lose yourself from it. By a change of attitude, a change of heart, a change of life pattern, you know, total repentance. And you know something? You can start again. There's always a beginning point. Change your lifestyle. Change it. Praise the Lord. Stop frowning at people, your mates, your friends that are progressing, that are happy. Stop it. Hallelujah. Stop knocking people's heads together. Stop it. Knock somebody's head. And the innocent one cries. There's a God that sees that tears. Don't let anybody cry because of you. That is it. Don't let anybody weep because of you. And make that weeping not be the weeping of an innocent one. God hears the cry of the poor. Stand up. One prayer point, and you live with it. Lord, expose every weakness in my life working against me. Lord, reveal to me any aspect of my life that is working against me. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. It's a sincere prayer. It's not even a prayer you pray only here. You are only starting it here now. I am ready to obey thy word. I am ready to obey thy word. Oh, I am ready to obey the living word of God.
I am ready.
But today, God will reveal to you the source of your problem in the name of Jesus. I repeat, from today, God will reveal the source of your problem in the name of Jesus Christ. So that when we stand here and speak, and you say amen, nothing can stop it. I say nothing can stop it. In the name of Jesus Christ.